Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from right here in Madison, Minnesota, with Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome to the airwaves again, Amber.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I didn't know until you came in today that this is a big day on the national calendar.
Huge. Yes.
Probably bigger than, like, George Washington's birthday. Yeah, well, I don't know about Christmas. It is National Bean Day today.
Yes.
We salute the bean.
We do salute the bean.
And as an introduction, I looked up the significance of National Bean Day. It says it honors the humble bean's nutritional power, cultural significance as a global staple, and its connection to science. Wow.
It's a pretty big deal.
Who knew?
Who knew?
The humble bean.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you've got some tips about beans today, I guess.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Let's have them.
Well, beans are kind of a, like it says in that introduction, a staple food around the world, but Americans are not big bean eaters for the most part. And often, when I talk to people, the beans that they're eating, do you have any guesses as to what most people tell me they're eating when it comes to, if I ask if they eat beans?
Baked beans.
Baked beans. Mm-hmm. Baked beans are not bad, but baked beans come with a pretty substantial amount of added sugar. So if we can find some other ways to incorporate beans, that's a good thing. So dietary guidelines recommend 1.5 to 2 cups of beans per week. Now, if you have more than that, that's outstanding. But the average American eats on average about 1/2 cup a week. So maybe a quarter to a third of the recommendation is what Americans typically eat. About 1 in 4 Americans eat beans on any given day. So we're really missing out on a wildly nutritious food that's recommended and that, like it said there, has loads of health benefits. So let's talk about what those are.
Okay.
So in 1/2 cup of beans, which is not that much, if we think about the places that we typically get beans other than baked beans, would be things like chilies and soups, things like that. Pretty easy to get 1/2 cup of beans in something like that. We're getting about 9 grams of protein, which is great, about 8 grams of fiber, plus iron, folate, magnesium, loads of other vitamins and minerals. So it's low in all the stuff that we want to avoid, and it's high in all the things we want to get more of. So beans are really this wonderful kind of superfood that is pretty accessible, can be pretty tasty, can be incorporated into a lot of different things, and has tons and tons and tons and tons of health benefits. So when we talk about some of those health benefits, one of the big ones for anybody looking at regulating their blood sugars, whether you have diabetes or a family history of diabetes, 1/2 cup of beans per day has been shown to help regulate blood sugars. So even though when we're looking at a list of carbohydrate foods, beans fit into the carbohydrate category, they have so much protein and fiber and other nutrition that their impact on blood sugars is not as significant as, say, you know, a piece of white bread or pasta or something like that. So blood sugar control is a big reason, even for those of us who don't have diabetes or prediabetes, is a big reason to eat beans. Also, heart health. So regular intake of beans is linked with lower LDL cholesterol. That's our bad cholesterol. And it's linked with improved blood pressure. So eating beans more regularly and having them be a consistent part of your diet can be really protective when it comes to heart health. People who eat beans regularly also tend to have a lower body mass index, so lower weight and smaller waistline. So when we look at risk factors beyond just the number on that scale, a bigger risk factor is what our waist circumference is. And waist circumference tends to be smaller in people who eat beans more frequently. Gut health, you know, I'm a big fan of that. We talk about it all the time.
You hear a lot about gut health.
Yes.
Nothing like a healthy gut.
Here and at home, you get to hear it beyond just Taco Tuesday. Beans are prebiotics. They feed all those good, healthy bacteria in our gut. So they're a wonderful thing to incorporate. And then cancer risk. Higher legume, so beans fit into the category of legumes. Higher legume intake is associated with lower risk of certain types of cancer like colorectal cancers and breast cancers. So many different reasons to eat beans. And there's really not a lot of risk that comes with it other than maybe some
the byproduct
gas. But gas isn't always a bad thing. The gas is coming from the fermentation of all those prebiotics in our gut. So if we start lower, if we start with eating smaller quantities, or we start with eating things that are a little less gas producing, like chickpeas, for example, we talk about those a lot on here, are typically going to be less gas producing than black beans, pinto beans, refried beans, something like that. Lentils tend to be a little bit less gas producing than some of those other ones too. So starting with smaller quantities, making sure you drink lots of water, starting with the beans that or legumes that tend to be a little bit less gas producing is a good way to go about that. And one of the other huge, huge, huge benefits, especially, you know, we went grocery shopping for our family of four, and that bill is substantially higher than it used to be. And it feels like those prices continue to go up and up and up on a lot of our staple foods. But beans are far less impacted by inflation and are one of the cheapest protein sources you can get. So when we talk about dry beans or lentils, which is the cheapest way to get them, it takes a little bit more forethought because you're going to have to soak your beans and cook them. But we're looking at like 11 to 17 cents per serving. So less than a quarter per serving for all of that nutrition. If we do canned beans instead, which are far more convenient, we're still only looking at 30 to 40 cents per serving. That's cheaper than eggs. That's cheaper than peanut butter. It's cheaper than all the protein bars and powders. And it's coming with so much beyond just protein. So beans can be a great thing to incorporate to stretch that food budget a little bit further because they're not expensive. They're readily accessible. We can get beans at most grocery stores, regardless of the size. There's a whole bunch of beans right here in Madison if you go to the grocery store. So it's something that people can access. It's something that's easy to incorporate. If you buy them in the can, it doesn't take a lot of work to prepare them.
I know how to make, you know, beans out of a can.
It's pretty easy.
I can do that.
Open it.
Open it and heat them up.
That's right. <Yeah. laughs> Rinsing them is especially for, you know, obviously people are probably not going to rinse their baked beans,
no,
if that's what they're having. But any of our other beans, if we rinse them off, that can be a great way to get rid of some of that sodium because we can't always find them easily in the low sodium varieties. And canned beans, that's really the biggest risk that we're bringing with it is just the extra salt that we're taking in if that's something that we're at risk for.
You know, one of my favorite foods is that three bean salad or whatever.
The hot one?
Hot dish.
Yeah, it's good.
Three bean, that's really good.
It's got ground beef and...
Right.
Yeah, maybe mom can make that for us this week.
Yeah, we'll talk to her about
yeah,
that.
Maybe yeah, maybe she's
makes
listening
a,
today.
A mean three bean.
She does
salad.
Make a mean yeah, three bean casserole.
Casserole, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was looking here on the, did you know in the top 10 foods for health, they have water listed as number one.
Okay, that's fair.
Dark green vegetables, you always talk about, you know, darker the better on
yes.
vegetables. That was number two. Whole grains are three.
Yep.
Beans and lentils are number four on the list of the healthiest
yes.
foods, according to this one, followed by fish, which you talk about a lot,
mm-hmm.
berries, winter squash, which you like, squash,
yes.
and soy, and I guess that's about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I wish there was this magic, simple, fancy thing that I could tell you that's new and novel. And certainly there are new and novel elements of all of this. There's new things we're learning about all of these foods for why they're good for us, why they help us stay healthy, why they're nourishing. But when it comes down to it, nutrition isn't fancy and exciting, right? It's all of those whole foods. It's things that are colorful. Beans of different colors are great. So if you're looking for ways to incorporate them, putting them into a hot dish is great. Putting them into all of our soups and things like that is wonderful. You can even put them in like carrot and white bean blondies. They're like brownies, but blonde.
Blondies?
Barbecue lentils with shredded carrots. And then it's football playoff season now, right? We're rolling into the playoffs. People
right.
are having those parties. Super Bowl is coming up. You can look up some recipes. I'll post a few of them on my Facebook page, but buffalo chickpea salad celery sticks. So it's like stuffed celery sticks. Black bean and corn salsas, taco dips with refried beans, stretching the taco meat or the chili with some lentils or black beans. Lots of different ways to incorporate that into those foods that we're eating anyway.
And it all goes good with your Budweiser at the football game.
Or some water.
Yeah, or water. Yeah.
Yeah.
That too. All right. Well, Amber, thanks for the information and a happy National Bean Day to you.
Thank you. You too.
All your friends and family.
Yes.
And I look forward to finding out what we're going to be celebrating next week.
So, thank you, yes.
Our first program of the year here.
That's right.
All right. Very good. We'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Thank you.